See, okay, there we go. Got the microphone going. Just a little bit. Thank you for the introduction, Mr. Lusk. Can y'all guys hear me? Okay. Good evening. I started attending Southgate, I'd like to say, about 2 years ago. It was the spring of my sophomore year. I remember I was in school one day, and Josh Leonards, all y'all know him, invited me to come out to the Wednesday night Bible class. I think I went home, out of sight, out of mind, forgot about it, until later that night when I was like, oh, Bible class was tonight and Josh invited me. But then he invited me next week. I came and I really liked it. And with the encouragement of Josh and my good friend Cooper, I kept coming back, doing more and more youth events, doing some of our Saturday activities along with the Sunday night devotionals we do during the school years and the Wednesday night Bible class. And I started coming to the Sunday night service and just ended up kind of falling in love with this congregation and this church. And made lots of new friends here, met lots of new people. People I didn't even know would come up, introduce me, say, hey, we're glad you came. Hopefully you can come back next week. And kids in the youth group, just amazing, very friendly. I just absolutely love this church. You all are so accepting and so supportive. It is just truly a blessing to get to come and worship with you and be a part of this congregation. It's an honor and privilege that I get to come up here and speak and share the word with you. And I'd also just like to say thank you for the wonderful senior celebration we had. I was truly honored by that, and I know all the other seniors were. That was just amazing, and I really loved it. And just thank you all so much for putting that all together. I know that took a lot of time and effort. And I haven't had time to look through all my cards yet, but I'm going to enjoy doing that. And I apologize. I didn't know if we were going to have someone read a scripture to start us off with, but I had one I'd like to start us off with before I jump into the lesson. If y'all will turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17 with me. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. In life, we attach many labels to ourselves: worker, student, teacher, boss, father, mother, son, daughter, and the list goes on and on. With all the different roles we play in our life, all the responsibilities we have, I find that it's really easy to get our most important and meaningful label, Christian. Because we just get so wrapped up with all the things we have going in life. The second semester for me of school was very, very busy. I had papers, tests, I was taking a college math class, I participated in our track team at SACA, and this was mixed in with the regular homework and assignments and having to show up for school and daily homework on top of that. Some days I'd wake up at like about 6:15, get a cup of coffee, go into the living room, study about till 7 o'clock, get ready for school, go to school, go through my classes, do some homework in some study halls. Then I would go off to my college class some days, and that was about 2 hours. Then from there, I'd go to track practice, and after that, I'd go home and usually stay up late studying. I know some nights I stayed up till the next morning studying. Hit 12, 1, 2, something like that. It got pretty stressful sometimes. And let me tell you, when I'm telling you about my schedule, I'm not complaining. Lots of people have lots of schedules that are way worse. In my second semester, it wasn't completely like this. I had lots of fun, got to do lots of fun activities. I kind of do have the joke that I say when people ask me about my senior year. I say it's been the best slash worst school year. It's been the funnest, got to do a lot, but it's also been one of the most demanding. And I'm not putting that on my teachers, my parents, my friends. I was the one who said, you know, I think I'll take a college class. I think I'll do track. I think I'll do A, B, C, D. Sometimes I've been known to get carried away with what I try and get done. And while I was glad that I was able to participate in all these activities, have all these experiences, and most importantly, pass all my classes, I think that I honestly let my schedule get the best of me. I read my Bible less, spent less time praying with God, didn't go to youth as much as I would have liked, didn't even get to attend church as much as I'd like. I know some weekends I'd miss church completely. And this really, it didn't help with all the stress I was feeling from the workload I was bearing. I was kind of forgetting that my identity was in Christ. Not saying that I ever turned away from God. No one could ever make me do that. I love God. He is my Lord and my Savior, and I will chase after him till the day I die. But I was just kind of getting sidetracked. And when you forget where you're aiming at, it's easy to do that. You also get discouraged. I felt a little bit of discouragement with all the work I was doing. And I can say the antidote to that is spending time with God on a regular basis. And the Bible has also to say a lot of great verses about our identity. I'd like you to turn to Romans 6:6-7 with me. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. This is amazing news for us. Instead of receiving what we deserve, what we have brought about upon ourselves through our sinful actions and nature, we receive freedom in Christ. And just to show you how beautiful God's word is, I just think it's so amazing how he says we die to gain freedom. Usually we connect death with negative things, end of things, but in death we're gaining life. And Jesus' death on the cross, that brought about new chance of life for us. So I just love that scripture. I think that's just interesting. I'd like you to also turn to Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's how I want to live my life, a life by faith in Jesus. It's also a great verse because it reminds us how much God loves us, that torment that he sent his Son through just to save us when we didn't even deserve it. And I'm glad as Christians, we get to have our identity in Christ instead of having our identity in the broken, sinful, worldly things. It's just not worth it having your identity there. I'd also like you to turn to 1 John 2:15 through 17. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of the world and its desires pass away. But whoever does the will of God lives forever. Don't get me wrong. I love the life God has given me, the friends and family I have, the things and experiences I've been blessed with. But regardless of how much I love them and enjoyed them and how much happiness they brought me, they're all going to pass away. That's why we need to accept salvation from God. Nothing in this world will save us. It's all perishable. God truly gives us a second chance at life by offering to save us and have a relationship with us. And as Christians, we're called to share this amazing news and to be a light to the world. Being a light to the others is one of the most fulfilling things we can do in this life. And thankfully, I get to speak about this from experience. And I'm a senior. I just told you that, and you guys got to come to the Senior Sunday this morning. But since I'm graduating soon, I've been looking into colleges. I had to retake an ACT because the first one got lost, and jumped through a few other hoops to meet the requirements. And after that, with the help of my mom, I applied to ASU, which is our local university here in San Angelo. And sometime this spring, I can't really remember the date, I got a letter in the mail saying I'd been accepted to ASU. I was happy. I wasn't too ecstatic. I was like, yeah, I'm going to college. This is good. But I also had another significant experience this year. When we were at one of our track meets out of town, I got to see one of my friends who used to go to school here in San Angelo. He doesn't now. He goes to that school in a different town. But back when he did go to San Angelo, I wasn't really sure, you know, what his relationship with God was like and stuff. So as we became friends and that friendship grew, I talked to him about God a little bit, and I just really wanted to try and be the best example of a godly person I could. You know, I know I messed up a lot of times because I'm human, but I really wanted to show this guy the light of God. And we talked about God a little bit, and he was one of those people that when you talk about God with him, he just really seems to listen. He seems to be interested. It's amazing when you meet one of those people. But back to when we were at that track meet, he told me and Miss Rackley that we were like the few people in his life that really lived out our Christian faith. And that's one of the most fulfilling and amazing things I'd ever heard. That is one of my life goals, complete right there, to share, you know, God with at least one person, have one person recognize that, you know, I'm trying to live my life different because I'm living for the Lord. And thank you. And hopefully I impacted other people, but it's really good when you kind of get to see the fruits of your labor and someone come back at a later point in time and talk to you about it. And let me tell you, I have trophies, you know, from things I've won. Got some A honor roll little medals and stuff like that. I have projects that I've put hours and hours into working on. You know where those are at? They're usually sitting in a dusty folder somewhere, crammed in a closet shelf, or under a pile of sticky notes on a shelf somewhere. Those things, we'll be proud at the moment. Nothing wrong with that. When you work hard, it's good to recognize your accomplishment, but they're not going to bring lasting satisfaction. What my friend told me that day, I will never forget. And one of the things you notice, if you look into the news, you see celebrities, movie stars, actors, people like that, millionaires, who are just really upset with their life, and they have everything. They have a good marriage, family, kids. They have all the money they could want, all the fame, fortune, everyone loves them. But they're dealing with these massive amount of depression because they don't have God. And the reason they deal with that, we were made in God's image and likeness. We were made to have a relationship with him. Let me tell you, I've worked on trucks a lot. You can't take something that was made to do one job and make it do another. It just doesn't work. So that's why we need to seek God and serve him above all things. And let me tell you, when you seek him out, he will lovingly embrace you. I know some nights when it's been a long day and I'm going to go read my Bible or pray or whatever, I'm like, okay, I'll go and do this. But I'm just amazed at how much it jumpstarts my spiritual batteries, getting me fired up and charged up. As God says in the Bible, we only need a mustard seed of faith, and he can work with that because he is this amazing, loving, wonderful God. Even though we're just these weak humans who have a faith that's not perfect, he can work with us and make us into what he wants us to be. I pray to God that I become more and more like Jesus and less of me. And I do mess up a lot, but that's what God's grace is for. So just to leave you with one final thought, remember that your identity is in Christ. That's where our worth and purpose comes from. So if your identity is not in Christ, I invite you to accept him